So, how did I end up doing this? And what did astrology have to do with it? If you haven't heard yet, let me start by saying that I will be doing a talk on manifestation and astrology in the upcoming Business Manifest Festival, which is happening from March 2nd to March 14th, 2020. I really highly, highly encourage you to join. If you want to sign up, you can find a link in the show notes for my IG. And then once you're on my IG page, you can click the link in my bio and sign up for the Business Manifestival. I will be speaking on March 7th, and it will be very exciting. So this is a little bit of a preview on what I will be talking about on the 7th. I really want to talk about how I actually got into astrology and the reason why manifestation has to do with it in terms of my life and how all of that worked together in terms of my purpose and my alignment. All those things work together. Manifestation, purpose, astrology. The funny thing that I want to say is that I learned about astrology during my Saturn return. And this is so funny because the Saturn return is really there for you to get back into alignment. And sometimes it's a bit of a rough awakening. Like it's a rude awakening. It's like, hey, you've been off track, little girl. Let's get back on track. So it comes with hardcore rock bottoms for a lot of people, not for everybody. Unless you've been, really on your track, you'll be fine. But if you have someone like me who was completely off track, doing some things that I thought were gonna make me happy, but really at the end of the day, I was just trying to like fit into some kind of mold of society, and I was really not aware of my truth, and it brought me into deep depression and basically, I was forced to kind of reevaluate my life and be like, what the fuck is going on? And thankfully, at the time, I became aware of astrology and I became aware of something called your North Node. At the time when I saw that, and I understood what it meant, my North Node is in Pisces in the third house. And it was such an elusive thing. And I remember being so disappointed because this is supposed to be my purpose, my life direction, my dharma, and it's in Pisces, the most elusive sign, the most like, oh, let's flow through life. And I was like, how am I supposed to make money? How am I supposed to make money with that? And then third house being Gemini ruled, I didn't get it. I was just like, I couldn't piece it together. I couldn't put it together. I was like, what do you mean, communication? Spirituality, connectedness. Of course, now this is really, really funny because I'm speaking on a podcast about spirituality and connectedness and human expansion and all that. But at the time, I was an interior designer and none of that made sense. Like, I was just like, no, like, this doesn't even come close. So, the reason why I want to talk to this about this today is I want to really try to make it make sense for you in a way that you can help yourself, help your life, and start to make better decisions for you to make sure that you're on track so that you're more in flow with the design that your soul chose for you before you incarnated into this 3D body. So before we get too esoteric over here, your North Node, if you go find your chart, you can go to astro.com and find your natal chart, put your date of birth, time of birth, place of birth. Make sure that it's accurate. You'll find your North Node, okay? Once you find your North Node and the house that it's in, it's going to give you a direction where your soul chose. It's basically the life direction. And it's not necessarily like your job in this life, but it's a lesson that your soul wanted to learn in this particular lifetime. So it doesn't have to do with something that has to make you money. But oftentimes it kind of has to do with that. So it's just something to keep in mind. Although it might actually be something that, you could be a mom, which is just as rewarding, just as important, just as significant of a meaningful, kind of life purpose, life direction. It's just as important. So it doesn't have to make you money, but it's a calling. It's basically like the energy that your soul is meant to share with the world. So when I began to understand that, when I was like, what, this is so crazy, I was just so fascinated with astrology. So I started learning and buying the books and then taking the classes. And I was just like, I was obsessed. I became so obsessed with astrology. I had always kind of been obsessed with it because I always thought I was a Scorpio. And I always thought that was so interesting. And my birthday is like it's like three double numbers. So I always thought that my birthday was very special. And then I found out that because of the time I was born, because of the year I was born, I actually ended up being a Sagittarius. And I was like, what? I almost didn't want to believe it. And then when I understood what Sagittarius represented, I was like, oh my gosh, I am such a Sagittarius. It's not even funny. How did I not see that? The things that made me understand, the things that made me identify with Scorpio were that I had Scorpio placements and I had Mercury in Scorpio, I had Pluto in Scorpio, and with the houses that they were in, it just made a lot of sense for me. The energy of Scorpio, the depth, the intensity, just like the the mysticism and all that. I just felt really seen when I read about Scorpio. But when I started reading about Sagittarius, I was just like, yep, oh my gosh, yep. So when you begin to learn astrology, it can seem like, what? It's so far away that it doesn't make sense. But then there comes a point where you just like, you really start to understand yourself. It's almost like everything that you were confused about. So it's like you were a bunch of tangled necklaces, and then all of a sudden, the necklaces are all pulled apart and they all make sense and they all look beautiful. And it's like you see your personality completely explained. And everything makes sense. And then you see the transits hitting you and they make sense. And everything is just like, oh, it's so clear. I get it. I understand myself. I know why I incarnated on Earth. I just get it. And this is where the part about manifestation comes in. When you really know yourself, when you really understand why your soul incarnated, why your body is here on Earth at this exact specific time, when you start to get that understanding and that clarity, that awareness of who the fuck you are, you understand how to manage your energy. You understand what you're meant to contribute to the world. You understand what kind of energy you're supposed to share. You understand what you're supposed to do in order to feel your best. You understand what kind of environment you're meant to thrive in. You understand everything about yourself. And also, the things that you've been through in your life that were a little bit hard, they kind of make sense. Everything kind of makes sense. It's like, oh, of course I've been through that. I was supposed to learn this. Of course, this is my South Node. Of course, I had this as a struggle. Of course, this happened. Of course, blah, blah, blah. And everything just, it's so clear. And that clarity and that trust and that knowing is such a force. You just feel so confident within yourself. And manifestations come with what? They come with certainty. When you're so freaking strong within yourself, when you know what it is like to feel good, you listen to yourself, you know your intuition, you know who the fuck you are. You know, nobody can tell you who you are because you know who you are. Nobody can tell you things that are not true about yourself because you know the truth about yourself. It's this beautiful grace that comes with knowing yourself. And that grace and that strength and that certainty, it's almost like your energetic gravity. So the gravity that you pull towards yourself, like the manifestation powers, the attraction powers, the energetic frequency that you have, it's so strong that you pull in all the things that are for you at that frequency. So you strengthen the frequency that you're meant to be at because you understand that frequency. And as you continue to build that strength and you build that strength and you get bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger and stronger into your own very specific, unique frequency, you bring more of what you're meant to have into your path, into your life. So it's this beautiful way that the universe orchestrates manifestations to come for you, to you, towards you, as you reclaim your power, as you reclaim your purpose, as you reclaim your dharma, as you reclaim your direction in life. You're like, cool, now I know it. I'm committed to it. Let me stand in my strength. Let me make this energetic pull, this gravitational pull, so strong, and let the universe support me as I continue to share my gifts with the universe. This is what I tweak on. This is my nerdiest, nerdiest self. I shine. I could talk about this for 18 billion hours. I read every book that I read is basically on that in some way. Energy, quantum physics. And by the way, I was not a nerd in science in school, but I'm just so into science in terms of spirituality, right? The science that we haven't caught up with our scientific minds yet. The science that is so small that we haven't really talked about it as a society. The scientists out there, if you watch anything about quantum physics, they know they're up there. They're already there. But society hasn't caught up yet. That shit, that stuff, ancient wisdom. So anything with shamanism, anything with hermetic philosophy, ancient philosophy, that kind of vibe, you know, astrology has to do with that. All of that, that is what I thrive on. And you might ask yourself, okay, that's great. You're such a nerd. Why do you care about all this shit? Like, how does that help me make more money in life? I'm just like thinking about some people out there. And it has to do with manifestation. And it doesn't matter what you believe in. Everything that is around you is a manifestation. It has to do with your energy and your energetic pull. And if you want to strengthen your gravitational pull, if you want to make sure that you attract certain things into your field that are super, 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 super amazing and have to do with you supporting yourself as you are on your path to your purpose, it's so important that you know yourself and that you know your energy and that you know what your specific energy type needs to thrive. And astrology is just one of those things. Now, if you want to go down the rabbit hole, you can learn about human design, you can learn about astrocartography, you can learn about numerology, and so many other things. And those are tools that I've used, and those are tools that I've worked with specific experts on, but astrology was really my first step. Astrology was really my first step, and as soon as I found out about my north node, and that was the direction in my life, I was so excited because it came at a point in my life that I had just no idea what to do. I really wasn't ready to make a decision in my life because I hadn't seen anyone in my life that I was like, oh, that's the life I want. I hadn't seen anyone like that had a life that I wanted. I hadn't seen someone that I was like, oh, I definitely want that life. Or if I did, it was in movies and it wasn't like real. It wasn't something that was tangible. But as soon as I saw my north node in the third house, even if right away it didn't seem promising, right? Pisces, like how the hell do you make sense of that? I trusted. I continued to trust and look at where I am now. Like I am completely in my dharma. I am completely in service. I'm completely fulfilled. My relationship with my husband is better than ever. My relationship with myself, my relationship with my clients, my work out into the world. Like I'm so aligned and I don't care. I don't care what everybody says. It doesn't matter because I know myself. I know my truth and I stand by it and I don't have to doubt myself because I know and I know and I know and I know. And that certainty, it feels so good. It feels so good because when you're that aligned and you can help other people align themselves, it's just the most beautiful, most rewarding thing in the world. It's the most fulfilling thing in the world to be able to help another human being have more fun in life, have more certainty, have more trust within themselves because you did the work, because you took the time to align yourself with your dharma. The satisfaction, the fulfillment that comes with that It tastes like gold. It's the best feeling in the world to know, hey, I did my work and now I get to help another person. It's just like, for me, this is it. Like, there's like tweak mode. And I'm so excited to continue to do this and to learn more about it. And I'm genuinely excited to see what the world reveals to me in the upcoming years, because I feel like, how could it get better than this? How could it get better than this? And it's just so exciting. So again, I want to invite you to check out your North Node and to make sure that you understand what it means, and to try to see how aligned am I? How aligned am I with my North Node at this particular point? Some people that I've read for, they are completely aligned. Like my sisters in my mastermind, most of them were smack dab living. They didn't even know about astrology and they were living it. I think one girl had, I said to her, hey, you're gonna work, like you have, like everything points to mother archetype. And I just kind of met her and her North Node was complete. I mean, everything for her pointed to being, to working with mothers or being a mother or something with mothering. And she thought that I had cheated or something because she's like, that's what I do. It's very accurate. It's so accurate and it feels so good when you know exactly what your soul signed up for before you decided to incarnate into this world. So wherever you are in life, even if you don't believe in astrology, I invite you, just give it a shot. Like, stop trying to be cool. Like, stop trying to be all sarcastic or I'm looking for a different word and I think you know what I mean. Skeptic is the word I'm looking for. Just put your very cool guy skepticism on the side for a second. Like, just like be open-minded for a fucking second. Look up that, like, you look up your North Node. If you need help, just DM me. I'll help you. I'm happy to help with that. And like, check it out and see how aligned you are and make sure that you're more and more and more in alignment with that. And what you'll find is that as you continue to refine your alignment with your North Node, manifestations will begin to appear at a much faster frequency. Like, they're just gonna come into your life. Synchronicities are gonna come into your life. Opportunities, people, places, jobs, travel, things are gonna pop into your life. The more that you align with your purpose, the more that you align with your dharma, the more that you align with your North Node. I hope that this was helpful for you today.